Travel Talk with Visit Belfast for real value, real choice, and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn, our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist, and of course TV star as well. I am so delighted to welcome you back as always. You know, the travel industry at the moment, and maybe the whole country, might be coming to a bit of a halt, but you and I will keep soldiering on together every Saturday.
Oh, absolutely, Carol. I'll tell you, I'll be going out of here in a box.
Ed, take that back from the universe, for heaven's sake.
We'll fight them on the beaches.
We will fight them on the beaches, although I'm not quite sure when we will actually get to that beach, apart from our own lovely beaches, of course. And even though we may not be going very far these days, Ed, we still have a lot to talk about this week, not least the Condé Nast Traveller Awards, which has actually given four Irish hotels ranking in the top 10 resorts in Europe, which is quite fantastic. So something to look forward to there. But first, we're going to open the travel clinic because we have had a number of emails in. And I'm going to start with this one. I'm not quite sure who this is from, but the question is, when will cruise ships start sailing again? And I'm going to completely hand that over to you, Ed, because I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, prior to the pandemic, Carol, the cruise industry, I suppose, had been enjoying, I suppose, what they called a golden era. I mean, passenger numbers from Ireland here and the UK, we topped 2 million. It accounted for the largest market in Europe. So it was huge. There was 19 new ships, including Richard Branson's 710 million Scarlet Lady, were due to launch this year. So none of that has happened. But as I said, so it's really been hit. And it's one of the areas that's been badly hit, actually. So the answer really to the question there is, if I was to say to the listener, there was actually Rachel, is the lady's name there. Last month, Norwegian Cruise Line, for example, and Hurtigruten, they halted all their expedition cruises. And then while many of the countries, a few of them were opening up to tourism, there's a lot of problems with this. Now, just to go down through the main ones like Royal Caribbean, MSC Cruises, which would be huge from here, the River Cruises really badly hit as well. They're saying, Carol, like that they're kind of looking at 2021. Some people actually moved them right across to December 2022. There's a lot of different terms and conditions going on, but they've all agreed like that you can move your dates, and people are just kind of rolling the dates forward as things, you know, progress. So some of them are looking at 2021, January 21. I think that's very ambitious. I don't see that's going to happen. You know, you just have to keep in touch with the actual cruise company that you've booked with, possibly, you know, June, July next year. That's what friends of mine in the business are sort of telling me. So difficult. But yeah, so that's really the only thing you can say there. That's what they're all kind of hoping for at the moment anyway. And Carol, rigorous testing. They're all bringing this in, testing when you go on the ship, when you come off the ship, they're going to have these very quick 15, 20 minute tests. So that's going to be very important, and that's going to get the confidence back into the industry.
We've had another email in from Josie Mulhern in Sutton, who says, Ed, we are still waiting for refunds from Ryanair. We booked direct. No way to get through to anyone. €1,234 due to us. Ouch.
Yeah, now I'm not sure, Josie, when you actually applied for that refund, but we had Eddie Wilson from Ryanair the other day talking about how, you know, most refunds had been processed at this stage only for online travel agencies, what they call screen scrapers, the likes of Love Holidays and other companies that would have used Ryanair. That's really not what I'm hearing, or that's not what I'm getting in my inbox. Like, there's lots of people that still haven't received refunds. And the thing there as well is, you know, they have these kind of online kind of bots that, you know, kind of talk to you, but you could be holding for like hours and hours. So I would say to people, if you are having any hassle, you know, if you really are not getting any satisfaction, I would refer to the flightrights.ie website, and they are really, really good at taking up, you know, the case if you haven't got a refund, because you are entitled to refunds. Some people still believing, you know, that they booked with travel agents as well, and, you know, they were given back vouchers, and, you know, when will they get refunds? That was supposed to last for 6 months. And I know it's a very difficult time for travel agents, but, you know, you are entitled to the refund. But on the Ryanair one, I mean, they have made a lot of progress on it. Just, you know, emailing is the best thing. But people have been saying to me they can't get through on Facebook, Twitter, like they have just kind of, they've been finding very difficult to get any contact at all. That's why flightrights.ie is so good, because under EU legislation, regardless of any of that nonsense, you are entitled to a refund if your flight did not go. So that's the bottom line.
Okay, good advice there, Ed. And a final one here from Sean Thompson in Rathmines. Ed, do you think we can travel to Lanzarote in December? Small wedding booked with Aer Lingus. Now, that is a question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I heard some government ministers talking during the week, Carl, and they seem to think that weddings were essential, sir. You know, it was an essential thing now, you know. I mean, the official line, of course, is you can only travel if it's essential travel. But there are 8,500 people leaving the airport every week, and you know,
they're not all going on essential travel.
They're not, of course. And you know, if you're going to Lanzarote, you know you have to just uphold the a lot of them are bringing in testing now as well, and like Tenerife and a lot of the islands. So that's very, very positive. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. I'm just digressing. I cannot believe that they still haven't brought in rapid testing here at the airport. I know the DAA have had proposals, as far as I'm aware, on the government's desk about this. It would be so wonderful that people could test on leaving and returning. You know, people would be so relieved about, and it would get rid of all this quarantining, more or less, to a certain extent. But anyway, aside from that, if you do travel to those countries, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you just have to quarantine, it's self-isolation for 2 weeks when you come back. And it's up to yourself, really. You know, I can't really say we're being asked not to travel, but it's in December. So who knows what the numbers will be like then? Who knows what the greenness will be like? Will we have adopted the EU amber, green, red system by then? Listen, it's changing by the day, so we'll have to see. But nobody can stop you traveling, Carol. There are all people, there's people traveling in and out of this country every day, all the time.
That's true, Ed, but that doesn't mean that people should. And when you see how things have deteriorated over the last few months, that really cements that and the importance of that. We really do need to take the advice on board and not travel unless we really, really have to.
Exactly, you know, exactly. And now we can just get to know our very local area now and walk around and listen to the birds singing. And happy Halloween, you know what? We'll have to scare each other at home now this year.
I think times are scary enough.
Yes.
To bring any additional scary stuff into it now, to be perfectly honest. However, Ed at traveltalk.ie, if you have any questions for Ed for next week, please do send them in to us. We're going to end on a very positive note here, Ed, just very quickly, because this month Condé Nast Traveler revealed its annual Reader's Choice Awards, and four Irish hotels have ranked in the top 10 resorts in Europe. Now, in fairness, they're all pretty luxurious hotels, but you wouldn't expect anything less.
Absolutely. I mean, really, really good, because Ireland always does really well in these. Now, they're voted primarily by Americans, which is interesting. Ashford Castle, of course, hugely popular. The Doonbeg Hotel, of course, Trump's place down in Clare there, very, very nice. And, you know, that did really well. Adair Manor, wonderful. Dromoland Castle, like really, really good. That came number 10. I mean, Ashford Castle came fourth. And I mean, it really does deserve it. Ashford Castle is quite special. I mean, you know, if you wanted to really push out the boat, and they're doing, I saw they were doing deals the other day from 385, Carl, which is pretty amazing for Ashford Castle.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, you're never going to get a better time to try that out. And for January and February, people were booking for next year, you know. So there was loads of other hotels as well that got lots of awards. Ireland did really well in this because, again, I guess, you know, the Americans just love Ireland, and it always does really well.
So something to look forward to, perhaps. And if we can save a little bit more money over the next 6 weeks, if we can, then maybe in the new year, you might like to take a nice little trip to Adair Manor or Ashford. But you need to be saving a lot of money now, in fairness.
Yeah.
But it is nice to know that they're on the list. That is for sure.
Yeah. And I think for Christmas presents as well, you know, it would be lovely for people, you know, like for vouchers and hotels. I think it'll be something a lot of people will be looking at this year, you know, hopefully that people can use for next year, which would be kind of nice.
Sure.
Yeah, something
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely. And something nice to support the hospitality industry as well. I couldn't agree more. I think, though, well, much as I love the people who I love, I think a voucher for Adair Manor is probably pushing it a little bit too much.
Listen, come here. You'd be surprised. Give them a ring. You'd never know. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Well, that is true too, Ed. That is true. All right, I'm on the case. So, yeah. Can I mention your name? Will that get me anywhere?
Yeah, listen, can't hurt.
As always, we'll put that information up on the Travel Talk website, traveltalk.ie. And Ed, we will look forward to another edition next week. And tomorrow night, just in finishing, you're going to be chatting in this week's edition of A Taste of Ireland with the man who is the owner of one of Dublin's most iconic restaurants, the Trocadero. Robert Doggett is your special guest tomorrow night.
Yes, and Robert has fabulous stories. I mean, he's been working the Trocadero now for years and years, but I mean, he's fabulous. He was on Mrs. Brown's Boys as well. He was La La Daddy. He played a wedding planner, so he's got great stories to tell. But the celebrities, Carl, of course, the Troc, famous for artists and actors. He has great stories to tell about the celebrities that went in and out and things that went on. So yeah, lovely to have Robert on tomorrow night.
Look forward to it, Ed. That's A Taste of Ireland here on Sunshine just after the news tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Ed, enjoy, have a good week, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next Saturday.
Travel Talk with Visit Belfast. For real value, real choice and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.